This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
So the Knicks celebrating their first Eastern Conference Finals appearance in 25 years. The other BT would be Juan Soto, and that's where we started the show, so we'll redo it again here and take calls on both. Although I do want to further the conversation. I mentioned that really the biggest issue is not just his performance. Obviously, Soto was unimpactful, unless you care about his stolen bases or that he made a couple of plays in right field. Soto had one hit. It was a single. He had no impact on this series, which to me is alarming because it shows that Juan Soto is not, in fact, Juan Soto. And there have been a couple of articles out there. I referenced the Andy Martino one. I was just reading one now from Bob Klapich on NJ.com.
Yeah, he's good. He's got some good stuff. What'd he say?
Scathing stuff here.
What'd he say?
Okay, well, first of all, we know about the mic'd up stuff with Soto, right?
Yes, they mentioned on the broadcast. He was going to do it, then basically, I don't know if they used the word begged, but
okay.
I don't know if he actually begged to not do it.
So Klapich writes,
then Nemo did it.
He changed his mind minutes before the game talking about Soto, who has agreed to be mic'd up.
Wow.
Soto told Mets officials he was tired of answering questions about Yankees captain Aaron Judge and sick of explaining why he chose the Mets.
Wow.
That's number one.
Okay.
There's more here. Let's see. Klapich goes on to talk about there are troubling signs for the Mets hierarchy. This is from Klapich, his words here. I'm told they're concerned about Soto's lack of enthusiasm for his new team. The only time Soto seemed happy this weekend was when he interacted with Judge, manager Aaron Boone, and second baseman Jazz Chisholm during batting practice. Again, that's Bob Klapich saying that. One more thing here. I think that he says that's worth it. No, he's telling Soto basically to get over it. And the fans of Citi Field are behind him. It was Klapich, quote, I'm no mind reader, but my hunch is that not only does Soto miss the Yankees, but the permanence of his decision is sinking in. Soto was staring at another 14-plus years.
Wow. Wow. All right. Jesus. I mean, you know, the irony is that he might miss the Yankees. It doesn't look like the Yankees miss him very much. And obviously when he gets hot and he has a massive month, which he will, you know, you could say, yeah, that lefty bat will look pretty good right in front of Aaron Judge. I don't mean just from a baseball perspective because he's down and he's usually not this down. He's going to be back up soon. But it just looks like the Yankees have moved on away from him a lot more seamlessly than he's moved on away from them.
Maybe. I mean, the fans certainly.
But that's just the optics.
The fans
like,
have
it just
not.
Feels that way.
Yeah, you know, I know, I get it. The fans have not. Obviously, you don't go out there 3 days in a row and bleep you. So, like, clearly he hurt them by making the decision. But again, as we talked about it before, I still think the Yankees are better off with Soto just because I believe he's the better player. But he just, unfortunately, didn't really fit them because they already have Judge in right field. He can't play anywhere else. They already have Stanton at DH. They're going to have a hard time getting the guys in as it is. So imagine if Soto were still back here, not to mention that it wouldn't have led to Fried and the others. I would have preferred bringing Soto back and figuring it out because you could have won a World Series, let's say, this year. Worry about beyond that. But maybe the Yankees caught a break where they tried to get Soto back. They wanted Soto. He ended up choosing the Mets. I think the bigger issue here, though, is with the Mets. To where you have a guy who it's now again reported by Bob Klapich, another article. We've heard the stuff about Soto missing the Yankees.
And, yeah.
You know, the Heyman stuff writing about Soto and, you know, the love for the Yankees and not having a Judge behind him in the lineup. Now Klapich saying that he's hearing that the Mets hierarchy. Let me just get the exact.
I was going to ask you to go back to that because of all the things that you read from Bob's piece there, To me, that's the most interesting because we could sit here, Sal, we could sit here as we have, you and I dissect things and try to get a sense of what he feels and what he's thinking. Callers obviously have their opinions, but if you've got a reputable baseball reporter now intimating that the Mets hierarchy might be a little worried about something, this is the juiciest part. Go ahead.
Okay, Bob Clappish, NJ.com. These are troubling signs for the Mets hierarchy. I'm told they're concerned about Soto's lack of enthusiasm for his new team.
I mean, that's a pretty heavy line right there, man. There's no way around it. Now, I remember early, I forget which game it was, but it was like the first week of the season, right? And I didn't want to be that guy, like, and I didn't really know if it was real, so I didn't really go into it. But I did make the observation without going all in. I'm like, man, it didn't seem like he was really jumping into the celebrations. Remember that first week, couple of home runs? And I just remember, because Judge hit a million and he hit 40, I'm like, it was just a different interaction, a different byplay. Like, they had, like, this choreographed dance, and him and Glaber, and there was just more, he just, whether it was happier or more comfortable or just more juice, more pizzazz, however you want to describe it, there was more interaction, I thought, and I remember saying that the first week of the season, and it's okay to have that early observation. That's one thing, but it hasn't gotten better since.
He also said something about Soto, said that he was going to meet the media after the game last night and then left the room to go out with his family, never came back in. Talked about him maybe not being in tip-top shape. Like, Clappish was really...
Really?
Dude, I mean, this is just... See, that's the stuff. I'm just reading the article there. Obviously, yeah, it's going to bother me from a Met perspective. I don't know what's going on, but I do know that it is obvious to anyone who has watched him with the Mets this year and watched him with the Yankees a year ago, he's not the same guy.
Yep.
And that's the issue. So how are we going to get to the point where Juan Soto is the same guy? Is it going to happen this year? Is it going to take a full season to get acclimated? I want to see. That's why I kept talking about this weeks ago, a month ago. I don't care about the home runs. I care about the Soto shuffle. That's the most telling thing, because that's him being himself. He's not himself for whatever reason. He's not feeling it right now, and that could be a short-term problem, could be a long-term problem. I don't know, but that needs to be fixed. Otherwise, the Mets aren't going anywhere. The idea that you could win without Juan Soto performing, that was a false narrative from the get-go that proved to be the case for a month and a half or whatever it may be. The Mets will not win without Juan Soto performing at a high level.
It's getting a little more... A little more serious here. I don't think this is some sort of, you know, sports radio topic that gets hijacked and hot takes and clicks.
Right, like, sensationalizing it. We're not.
No, no. Matter of fact, we've been tapping the brakes, giving him room to grow because we trust his talents, which they're inherently been on display since he came into the bigs at the age of 19. So we didn't want to just jump on. We wanted to be fair. I think that anybody who doesn't notice a different Soto is just not reading the room properly. He looks different, and he doesn't look happy.
Yeah, and for me, just giving him the benefit of the doubt so far, you know, getting on, I'm like, hey, all right, let's go. But this, to me, was the last, like, all right, Yankee series, wake up. This is going to wake you up. Carlos Mendoza said after the game, trying to credit Juan Soto, saying, no, it didn't change him at all, the 50,000 moves, whatever.
Yeah, I heard that.
But I, which is fine, but I wanted it to change him for the better. It should have changed him, because he's not Juan Soto right now. And look, everybody knows it. I mean, they could say it, they could deny it. We all know it. It's in plain sight. It's no more speculation.
They got a little problem here. They've got a little issue right now. How they move forward with this, I don't know, but there's an issue right now.
Hoff, you said you wanted to give us a positive.
Yeah,
I'll
give you a positive here. So it's a 15-year deal, right? But not really. There's a 5-year deal.
Yep.
If he decides to opt out and he's terrible, even if he has a great final year, like year 5 or whatever it is, see ya. Go walk.
Well, it's not that he's going to be terrible. It's that he wouldn't be happy or be himself. Yeah, but then the question is, he's not getting paid anywhere near what he got.
Not at the age of 31 as a decaying defender and slower on the bases or less impactful. No, no way.
But he will at least have the choice to say, and you'll know, know definitively then. It'll take 5 years, but you'll know definitively then whether he wants the money or he just wants to. He's either going to take the money and be quote-unquote unhappy, if that's the case, or miserable is some of the terms being used. Or maybe by then he figures it out and everything will be okay. And I would lean more that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're 2 months in. This is kind of understandable. I wouldn't say expected, because I did not expect it. Kind of understandable for somebody going through a decision of that magnitude. But like, he's got to figure it out here. You're here for 15 years. You signed the deal. Let's go to work, big boy. If he opts out after 5 years, BT, I think that would be telling, because he'd be sure taking less money.
there's no way anybody's going to be dumb enough if he opts out to give him massive money. Like he got for the Mets. It wouldn't be worth it.
Not even close.
No, because part of the appeal here for the Mets is the gate attraction and the expanding globally, what Cohen, the vision for the team. Number one, he's in his prime. He's a terrific, you know.
I actually hope he does opt out after 5 years, personally.
I know what you mean, because then you would maximize if he picks it up, which he should, but the best of Juan Soto, and then you get out of the 10-year baggage where he's going to decline. I think that would be optimal. It would
be perfect case.
It actually would be.
Yeah, throwing a World Series win along the way. But the point is you can't have the ultimate success without Juan Soto being himself. And this is so different than concerned about the player because he's lost his fastball or doesn't have it anymore speed.
Yeah.
Or you don't believe he could thrive in New York. No, we know he could have success in New York. We know he's still one of the most talented players as far as offensive goes in all of Major League Baseball. He's just not himself. We know what the problem is.
Yeah.
Don't know how to fix it.
Well,
why it's that way.
I'm sorry, Sal, my bad. He's got to fix it himself. We can say whatever we want to say. He's gotta find it within, and I can promise you it's not a lack of reps off the tee or watching video and from every angle try to decipher what is slightly off by 2 degrees or a little angle here or a little mechanical. He's on it. I can promise you that. He is a surgeon in his approach to hitting. But the thing that is really, I think, most disconcerting and puts this in a big light in the middle of the stage for everybody to weigh in on now is that we just watched him every night across town look very happy and very different.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Kay is calling from Mineola. What's up, Kay?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Kay.
Kay.
How are you? I love you. I think you guys are fabulous.
I love you, too.
I've been listening, and I have a thought. I'd love to have a conversation. So what I was thinking was, since Lindor and he speak the same language, I absolutely love Lindor, I could see the organization perhaps saying, you know what? Take Juan under your wing, you know, explain protocol to him, tell him how things are done here, blah, blah, blah. And if you remember Lindor's sort of faux pas in the very beginning, drawing lots of attention to himself with thumbs down and this and that went terribly wrong for him. And if you'll notice, our Lindor has become rather zen going about his business. And he's sort of saying, well, what we do here, what I do, and what most of them actually say is, well, we stay within ourselves, you know, we try not to make the moment any bigger than it is, and blah, blah, blah. What if Lindor actually took him aside and said, hey, this is how we do it here. You don't want to draw attention to yourself when you're at the plate. You don't want to be grabbing your junk. You don't want to be shaking off the pitcher. You don't want to be doing this and doing that. No, no, no. You're one of us now.
Well, I'll tell you, Kay, here's what Lindor should do. He should get in the box at this point and hit for Juan Soto instead of showing him what to do.
No, he didn't do much this weekend.
No, anyway, but he's hitting 300.
See,
come on,
see,
man.
Kay, and thank you for the call. We appreciate the kind words and you taking the time to call. See, I would want the opposite. I don't want anybody telling Juan Soto, this is what we do here. If I'm Juan Soto, I walk in and say, that's great. Here's what I do. This is me. You got to let him be himself. And by the way, Kay, there is an article, SNY.TV, with Andy Martino talking about Marte, not Lindor, Starling Marte, kind of taking Soto under his wing, so to speak, and showing him what they do here. Now, I don't think that that's a bad thing. But ultimately, if Juan Soto's not comfortable with that, then Juan Soto needs to be himself, regardless of what Carlos Mendoza says or Starling Marte or Francisco Lindor. I want Juan Soto to be himself. I want him nodding at the pitchers. I want the Soto shuffle. I want all those things. Where the hell is it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't have an answer for you. I'll tell you this, though. Like, you know, go back to A-Rod and go back to Joe Torre. Like, when Alex Rodriguez had his moments here, it didn't matter what. Now, Joe Torre had it up to his neck, and he was very frustrated with A-Rod many different points. Batted him eighth in the Tigers playoff series. Remember that? I think that was 06. But the Yankees, to me, were... Alex had it figured out himself, and he did. And he brought a lot of issues on him, like this sunbathing in Central Park and some of the stupid things that he did, like just a little cornballish, whatever. Joe Torre couldn't coerce the great baseball out of him. Neither could Jeter or Posada or Tina. He had to do it himself. And at the end of the day, we can theorize as to what's wrong and what can change it. This is a Juan Soto problem.
Yeah.
He's got to fix it.
Well, that's why I'm saying if I'm Juan Soto, like, it's great that everybody in the clubhouse is going to say, hey, this is what we do. I'd be like, that's awesome. And you guys keep doing what you want to do. Here's what I do. Like, I would rather see Lindor start shuffling if it meant Juan Soto start shuffling. You know what I'm saying? I want that shuffle. I want that. That's the animal that I love about Juan Soto. He's that beast of a player. He's that type of guy. And for whatever reason, he just doesn't feel it yet. We haven't gotten into the point, do we think it's going to come eventually?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to stop predicting it because every time I do, it just falls flat with Juan Soto. I thought for sure he was going to have a big weekend. So I'm just going to wait and see. But I do feel comfortable knowing that at some point it'll click for Juan Soto. I mean, it better. And I'm hoping that, but I also do believe it.
I know your answer to this question. And I also know my answer to this question. If I said to you, 100%, you still do the deal with Soto, your answer is unequivocally yes. There's no doubt you still do it, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm not sure.
Get out of here. I don't believe that, man.
I'm serious.
Come on.
You know what I was thinking about last night? It's not that I don't like Soto as a player. It's that it's a major risk. You talked about it. I didn't care about the risk because I don't care. With Cohen, the money doesn't really matter as much. 15 years, not worried about 15 years. I'm worried about the next five or so. I would never sign a player to this type of contract again, like, period. Not even close to this type of contract.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 7 years for a Max Fried, something like that. That's it. And even then, I'm just not doing it anymore. And he was the most sure bet possible. And look what's happened. The analogy that I kept thinking of last night, before I even knew any of this stuff about, you know, how he left after the, you know, after the game and didn't want to address anything, or the Mets hierarchy may be concerned, I was thinking about Jack Parkman. You familiar with?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So in Major League Two, you know, Major League had a nice little team. Then they go out there in Major League Two and they acquire Jack Parkman, the dominant hitter from, was it the Yankees? Yeah.
Parkman was the Yankee.
Whatever it was.
No, White Sox. Wasn't he with the White Sox?
Yeah, I think White Sox, whatever it was. And they go get Parkman. Now, on paper, it's like, you got this stud.
Here we go. Plug and play.
But in the clubhouse, clearly didn't fit. Now, I'm not saying Soto doesn't fit, but I'm getting Jack Parkman vibes a little bit.
Wow.
Doesn't it make sense, though?
Like, I'm not saying it doesn't make sense. I just I think it would make more sense if it was like basketball. Like, once, at the end of the day, Juan Soto, you want to be comfortable, but he doesn't need somebody to give him the ball in the right spot. He doesn't need to be streaking down the ice and make sure his center, if he's playing wing, you know, put it on a stick in the right spot so he can do his job. Like, so that's why I always look at baseball. Of course, it's a team sport, but it's a team sport disguised as a series of individual actions. It's different. Hey, wide receiver, you can complain all day. If your quarterback can't get you the ball, he can't do your job. Juan Soto can still do his job independent of other dynamics with the team. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm surprised by your answer. I believe you. I'm very surprised by what you just said when I asked you that. My answer to the question is, I unequivocally would not want to change. I'm not going to say that I'm happy that he's gone, because that's a little bit of a misrepresentation, but I am definitely okay with him not being here. And if
from
I had
the
a
Yankees
chance,
perspective, yeah,
and if I had a chance to hit a button right now, even knowing that at some point Judge will slump and who knows what happens with Stanton and Goldschmidt will probably look a little bit older at some point, I would not hit that button to bring him back. I'm good.
Yeah, and I think symbolically it was very important. That part I would never give back. I, like the Mets hierarchy, also have some concerns. And I've said this a million times over because I've been burned by this before. Not certainly not to any kind of real extent as far as money, but any time in life I've ever made a decision based on money alone, it proved to be the wrong decision. Now, I'm not saying Juan Soto made the decision based on money alone. He didn't. But maybe the private jet stuff, maybe the suite stuff, maybe the family stuff, all those different things kind of altered his decision and said, okay, well, this is such a great offer.
Mm-hmm.
Even though my heart or gut is telling me maybe another spot would be better, I can't turn down this offer. And when you do it for the wrong reasons outside of what your heart truly feels, then maybe you have these spots. Now, again, I don't know. I've not talked to Juan Soto about this. I'm going based off of all the reports that have been out there and what I'm seeing with my own eyes. So if his heart is truly not into being a Met, and he's not himself, and he can't have fun for whatever reason, I think it'll eventually come, but those are the reasons why I'd at least rethink it a little bit, saying that when you just give somebody the best offer, you better make sure their heart is in the right place.
I agree with that. Every facet of life, work, personal.
Yeah.
And now it's up to him to start providing evidence that he's happy with where he is.
Right.
That's on him.
Or at the very least can be productive. Because truth be told, I really don't care if he's happy or not.
But I think there's...
I want him to be productive. Yeah, I agree.
Like, I think once he starts hitting, I think he's going
to
look happy.
Soto Shuffle is happy. Okay. So, and then that will lead to more production. When we come back, BT, we got to answer a question before from Nick and Newton, who's getting married next Thursday during Game 5 of the Pacers series with the Knicks. Of course, that Game 5 will be at the Garden if necessary, if the Knicks don't sweep him out. We'll get to what Nick should do ahead of his wedding in Game 5 when we come back, as well as your calls, 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Right now, it feels that way coming off the Yankee series, but BT, he's going to be here a long time, at minimum 5 years. He's got to figure it out, and then things could change and look differently maybe in a week, in a month, or whatever it may be with Juan Soto. We'll continue that conversation. But the caller before, Nick and Newton, called us saying he's got a little bit of a problem. He's getting married on next Thursday, not this Thursday. Obviously, there's no Nick game, but next Thursday would be game five at the Garden if necessary. And he asked advice. What should he do? You want to go first here? You have advice for Nick and Newton?
Well, deposits down on the hole, I'm sure, so you can't bail. I mean, so many things that you can do. Depends how cool your future wife is. Mm. Hopefully, you made a good choice with that dude. And if you didn't, I'm sure you'll find out soon. I listen, the only thing that you have to do, and that's, she's going to have to acquiesce, because let's face it, wedding night is more for the woman than it is for the man. Not the stereotype, but it is. I mean, you know, right? I mean, it's a fair statement. I don't think that's a sexist statement.
Mm.
Did you grow up thinking about what you were going to wear walking down the aisle?
I never grew up thinking about my wedding day.
Okay.
Now, but that being said, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, but yes, me too. I wanted to get married. I wanted to be a dad for sure. But I didn't like thinking
what
tux am I wearing. I cared about the food.
That was basically it.
I care about the checks after it. That's the best part. You go back, you get drunk, you sit there with your new wife, and you open up the bag of loot. Yeah. Anyway, so you hope you had a few Italians at the wedding. So anyway, the envelopes are usually a little heavier. So I think what you do is, and you're going to have to run it by her, as I start to say, you're just going to have to roll in a massive, massive, big overhead projection, like kick-ass, where basically half of a wall is now a television, and you got to be rocking the Knick game.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's a Fringe fan, well, then you don't have an issue. If you're a diehard, like I think you are, based on your presentation to us of the dilemma, you got to watch the game.
I'm not going to say postpone it.
No.
I'm not going to say don't get married. I'm not going to say that, you know, because to each their own.
Well, you're going to say something, so I'm probably getting ready to laugh here. Go ahead.
I'm not going to say don't get married. It could be a mistake and enjoy your life, you know, whether it's you living single, wherever it may. I'm not going to go down that road. I'm going to say that I'm with you, I think, BT. If you're a diehard Knick fan, you now, assuming he's getting married, you chose the right woman for him.
Mm-hmm.
If she knows how important it is to watch that Knick game,
the onus is on her to adjust.
You know, here's the other part of this.
Put it in her lap.
This is not just about you. How about all those people that you're inconveniencing that you invited to your Thursday night wedding that conflicts with game five?
That's the money point. I was getting there. You beat me to it. Is it 50 people? Is it 100? Is it 250? Is it 350? Is it a Greek wedding? I don't know. I mean, if it's a massive wedding, you're going to have a lot of unhappy people.
Yeah. So at the very least, you should let them. You may not be able to watch it because you're going to be making rounds and doing your, you know, entrances and all that other stuff. But somebody, you got to have a big TV for others. And then the others are going to be, it's going to impact the wedding. Either way, let me just take a guess here, a stab at it. I never met your wife. I would venture to say she might not be happy if the Knick game is on and everybody's going to be focused on that.
Listen, all eyes need to be on the bride that night. They do. No doubt about it. I say that with all sincerity. Yeah, the bride deserves all the attention that night.
Right. So if the attention
unless the Knicks are playing. For the first time in 25 years with a chance to do something this big.
We said this the other day, but Jerry Recco got married on the night that LJ hit the 4-point play.
Yes.
And Beningo turned down the wedding invite.
I heard.
Yeah.
That's not a good move by Joe.
I mean,
didn't Jerry introduce Joe to golf? If I know the story and their history, they're pretty tight.
Can you imagine if I were getting married and I was like, all right, BT, and you know, you committed to come, whatever, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, bro, sorry. Knicks play game six Thursday night. Like, what are you going to do?
Based on the fact that I bagged out of the Yankee Met game, you might not be surprised. No, listen.
The wedding's a little.
Well,
I mean, Beningo
of course.
Ferreco not going to his wedding.
But it does show you that at least Joe is true to Joe. Like, it's not an act. I mean, so if anyone wasn't sure that Joe's that nuts, I guess we got the answer. All right, a couple other things here with this. Now, so let's push it forward. I hope that she's a sports fan.
Yeah.
And I hope that you're compatible. And if both of those are true, then I do think it's a fairly easy solution. If it's not, it'll be a rocky start to the marriage, and it's only going to get worse in this regard. That's what, game five, correct? Game five?
Yeah.
So we got married. We did we got married down in Florida. Okay. And in Boca Raton. And we went from there a day later to our honeymoon. Okay, in Costa Rica.
Okay.
Generally, now it's a Thursday night. Maybe it's a little different. I'm not sure what their agenda is, and God bless everybody. Do what you got to do. But you usually go on the honeymoon almost immediately, like the next day.
Right.
Maybe you have a brunch. You change. Boom. Hey, goodbye. Have fun. What if he's in wherever he's going, and she's not a sports fan? He might not be able to watch game six.
Good point.
Game seven.
The honeymoon. He's got game six.
I mean, it's not just a Thursday game Good five point. Potential problem. There's more ramifications for this poor guy.
Yeah, he'll be at the bar watching the game by himself on his honeymoon.
and watch it on your phone. Might cut it for some. Not for me.
Here's what
not
I will say, Nick. Choose wisely.
Good luck, buddy.
Choose wisely. And we know there hasn't been a Nick Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years, but you want to make sure you get this decision.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Right.
True. Now, to slant this up, let's again assume that she is an amazing Knick fan or whatever. Now, maybe you change the walkout, like the wedding party. Maybe they come out to go New York.
Yeah.
Like, there's other ways
at
to do
groomsmen,
it.
Groomsmen, 5'8 from Pennsylvania. No.
At groomsmen, already 9. Scotch is in the bag. Watch this guy later in the night if you're single, ladies. He's coming after you. Joe, bring it up. Come on, Joe. Come on out here, Joey boy.
Good luck, Nick and Newton. Boy. Let us know how it goes next week. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Tom is calling from Stamford, Connecticut about the Subway Series. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Love the show.
Thank you.
Just wanted to talk about DJ LeMahieu a little bit. I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. I've been hating on him for the last few years, but I know it's only been a couple games, but if he can be, you know, 250 hitter, we get Jazz back. You know, he could play third, Jazz at second. I think, you know, he can be all right for us. I think he knows it's his last shot, and hope he does good things for us this year.
I'm going to say this here. Thanks for the call there, Tommy. Like, you can't depend on DJ. I think anything you get is a bonus at this point. Now, I'm going to use this word very loosely because at this stage of his career, he does not really look this way. But he looks far more bouncy than I thought. Like, a little nimble over at second base. And to the caller's point, like, if you get, and when you get Jazz back, and Jazz starts playing well, now you could potentially not solve third base, but at least you have a better Band-Aid, because without Cabrera, like, hey, it's insurance, and he's a professional at bat, and as long as he's not physically cooked, which was always my fear, like, I just didn't think that he could physically do it. I thought he was a broken athlete. He didn't look broken the last couple of days, and if you get a little bit of that here and there, it's not going to hurt you, that's for sure.
Yeah, but he's one misstep away from being out again.
I get it.
I can't get excited about DJ LeMahieu. And the good news is the Yanks aren't relying on DJ LeMahieu at all. So anything you get from him is a bonus. Jeremy is in Hillside, New Jersey. What's up, Jeremy?
BT Sal, thank you for taking my call, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good. What's up, Jeremy?
Awesome. Go ahead, buddy.
I am elated over this past weekend. Let me preface this call really quick by saying I'm a huge Yankee fan. Last year, I went to about 10 games. Me and the wife sitting in right field, first row, cheering on Soto, and he goes to the Mets. So here's my thing. I have to do this in my best Sal Licata voice. BT, how does it feel knowing game going, wasting $760 million on this bum? He lost his aura. He lost his shuffle. How did he lose, in all seriousness?
That's pretty good. That's not a bad Sal impersonation.
Did he put on the blue and the orange and the shuffle just completely went away? I heard he doesn't even want to eat oranges anymore. Like, what's the problem? Like, and I don't get it because Soto is such an amazing player. And I want the best for him. But as a Yankee fan, seeing Bellinger hit that grand slam over his head was one of the most satisfying moments for me.
There you go, Jeremy. Thank you for the call. Good stuff right there. And I do understand the excitement because I must say that Yankee fans haven't beaten the Mets since 2023. Last time they beat the Mets in a series, 2020. So I do understand the excitement.
Oh, man.
That was a good job, Jeremy.
That was a good impersonation. For a second, I thought, if you told me that he just, had a your voice in it, it was an old app or a little, and he played 8 seconds, and that was,
BT!
It started really, really well. Then it kind of died out a little bit at the end, but that was pretty money. Hey, listen. Now, I don't really do this, but there is nothing wrong with Yankee fans gloating today. Now, I didn't really make a big deal of the Subway Series going in. I like it. It's better than playing the Pirates. It's more interesting than playing the Rays. It's cooler than the Mets playing the Mets playing the Rockies. Yeah, there's more juice. You're a fool not to embrace that. But I think some people take it too far in both. And that's fine. Yeah. Do what you got to do. But now for the Mets fan who has been walking around gloating, we got Soto, we got this, big brother. Yankee fans remain classy, but it's okay to push back a little bit today.
Yeah.
Let them know what happened over the weekend. Nothing wrong with that.
100%. And by the way, I think the Mets have different concerns. See, the Yankees can have their fun, and they did out there at the stadium over the course of the weekend, taking 2 out of 3, and not only taking 2 out of 3, punking Juan Soto in the process. And I'm not talking about the chance at him. I'm saying that every which way that the Yankees could have come out on top, they did. Soto did nothing. Every big at-bat, he did nothing, and all the guys that the Yankees got in place of him produced. So it was a win for the Yankees all around. My concern from a Mets perspective is not that they lost the series or not that Soto didn't even do anything in the series. My concern is deeper than that. I'm not concerned about Soto not producing. I'm hurt, frustrated, and maybe a little worried about him for whatever reason, not feeling happy with the Mets.
I get it.
Comfortable being himself.
I understand. Let's face it, guys. And again, talking about having a little fun, Yankee fans flex on your Met buddies. Yeah. That's all good. Nothing wrong with you guys doing what you did when you got them.
Right.
So the Met fan was just dying to be able to, and you'll have your moment at some point, dying to be able to follow up. First we took him, and now we get to look at Soto as a Met. You haven't had that chance yet.
Yes,
and it's getting frustrating. And the frustration over the first couple of weeks, you guys thought it might be opening day, immediate, it was with the Yankees last year against the Astros, right? It wasn't immediate. And that's okay because you figured, all right, it's going to happen next week. It's going to happen April 15th. That's going to happen April 20th. That's going to happen May 1st. That's going to happen Derby weekend. Yeah. Well, it still hasn't really happened. So it's gone from wanting to have that little symbolic flex to, is this guy going to have a really subpar first year with the Mets?
Dude.
And it looks like he might.
Look at his numbers with runners in scoring position.
I know. You know what play would bother me the most? And they said it on the broadcast on Friday night. And, God, who hit the ball? Why am I forgetting? I was bouncing back and forth the Nick game, obviously. The shallow fly ball to right field where he was tagging up. Remember that? He threw a three-hopper. And O'Neill initially said, you got to unleash your best throw from there. That is short right field. And he said two hopper, right? And meaning you got to have at least one hopper on a fly. Then they show the replay, and it was three hops. And that was like, dude, you gotta put a bullet in the chamber and fire it right to the catcher's mitt.
Yeah.
And he's a little bit up the line. It's a three hopper. To me, I took pleasure in that. Even more so than the offers, because the Soto great player thing, I know I take this personally. He's a great hitter. He's not a great player. And when he goes one for 10 this week. When he goes 1 for 10, you see the minimal, if no, impact on the other aspects of the game.
Oh, he did have 4 walks and a couple stolen bases.
As many pointed out.
I'm being facetious there, but I mean, come on, dude. I'm okay with the subpar defense or whatever else. I want the big impact moments. That's what I need. I needed one. I expected five. I needed one. I got nothing. Every which way, the Yankee fans came out looking, smelling the roses.
It's a good weekend, all around.
For you, BT and Sal. And now, hey, I mean, in Boston, we'll see what happens with Soto. Maybe he can pick it up there. But until he actually does it, I can't believe I'm even saying this about Soto because I believed in him more than any other player. Well, until I actually see him do it, I got to stop saying, well, now's the time. I need to see him do it.
And I can't envision him not, denting the Green Monster a couple times. I kind of see it too. But again, the deeper we get, the more problematic it becomes. Without saying it's a completely lost season, it's definitely an odd start. Let me ask you a bigger picture about the Mets now. Bigger picture. We've had some time to gauge. It's still early, obviously. The lead's been cut in half a little bit. You guys are half game up on the Phils, as you know. For those who might not remember, despite what happened this weekend, Mets had still won 3 straight series coming into the Yankee series, the D-backs, the Cubs, and the Pirates. So they did lose the last game of the Pirates series, so they've now lost 3 or 4. Whatever, that's baseball.
Haven't lost 3 in a row all year long.
I didn't even realize
only
that.
Only team
that
in baseball,
yeah. That's a surprise because they have a really good record still. So, Soto aside, I'm going to give you a couple of players here, and I want to get your level of concern or expectation or however you want to frame it. And I might help you frame it a certain way in terms of a direction that I want you to at least address.
Okay.
Are you concerned about Alonso moving forward?
Concerned is too strong, but do I think he's going to hit 350? No. What's he down to already?
He's down to 301. Yeah, I got everything you need. So.
I'm not concerned, but the expected cool down is happening.
Okay. Now I agree, and that's just like Judge not going to hit 405. But does he still finish in a place that is much better than he's ever been? Or does he still kind of get back down? Because if he winds up going to 250 or 240, now that means he's had a bad rest of the year.
Let's say he finished 260-ish, something like that. That's what
You'd be okay with that?
I mean, he's got to hit some home runs. I'm concerned overall, in part because what has carried them to date has been the greatness of Pete Alonso. We knew that was going to get corrected, and now you need Soto to pick it up. But no, overall, I'm not concerned about Pete.
Okay.
I expect a typical prior to the last two seasons from Pete Alonso. Does that make sense?
It does. I'm probably with you. I think it might be a little bit better than you expected.
Okay,
Pete's going to have a bunch of hot streaks the rest of the way, especially when Soto starts getting a little bit hot and whatever. All right, so what is your level of concern with Vientos?
He cannot play third base.
He is a mess at third base.
Yeah, and he's been that. It's not just off the weekend. I've been saying that and feeling that for a while. And they also have a third baseman that can field. Beatty looks terrific over there at third base. So now I know why he's not in the lineup against Max Fried. That makes total sense. But more often than not, if I am Carlos Mendoza and my gut is that they're going to do this, Vientos should be the DH, especially without Jesse Winker being involved there. And, Marte has not hit at all. I am going Vientos, primary DH, Beatty, primary third baseman. Yeah, because the Mets need to play better. Look, they're not good enough to be giving games away, and they were sloppy defense Friday and bad defense again yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's early, but I'm looking at his projected numbers, Vientos, because we thought, remember we had the conversation, I was saying, hey, I might bat him second when we didn't know where they would put Soto.
I'm not worried about him offensively as much. I'm worried more defensively.
Okay, not worried about him. I'm not worried about him either, but that's different than saying that he's going to deliver a less than expected season.
Which I think is happening, certainly.
But do you think it continues to happen? And by the way, the projected numbers, just to pay that off, right now projected to play 148 games, 17 home runs, 62 ribbies.
That'd be a bad year.
I would agree. What is your...
Especially, by the way, with Soto on in front of him. You're talking about Lindor, Soto, Alonso in front of him, forget Nimmo for a second, you got to have more ribbies than he's. Mark Vientos needs to be an impact bat for the Mets to be successful. He has not been that yet this year.
Okay, what is your level of concern for Nimmo? You just mentioned him here.
Same thing. I mean,
last 7 days, he's hitting .227. You know, so I'm looking for a recent uptick. Number's still not really good. He's just having another weird season, man.
He's not going to be an all-star, and I thought that Nimmo had to have an all-star year this year. Oh, I'm concerned with him. I'm probably more concerned with him than I am Vientos.
Are you worried about Alvarez at all as a stick? He had some empty at-bats last night.
No, but again, worried. He shouldn't be an integral part, but is he ever going to be what he was expected to be? I mean, we're starting to get in the territory now where I think you have to question it.
Okay. So I think those are all fair assessments here.
No, none of those guys have been impactful this year.
I know. Now, you're getting a little pop from Beatty, which was unexpected when he got sent down, so maybe that kind of offsets or negates some of the other step backs. You know, Taylor, I respect him, but you need a better starting center fielder. Marte, at this point, just a part-time DH against lefties, not the athlete he was. Is this lineup, if Soto has an average year, and by average, I'll say 275.
Below his
29
average.
Home runs, 89 ribbies. I'm just throwing out numbers. 860 OPS, whatever. OPS good, but not great. Is the rest of the lineup good enough to win the division?
I do not believe so.
I don't either.
I do not believe the Mets are going to win the division unless Juan Soto starts acting like himself and performing like himself. And even with that, I still think the Mets are going to need another bat, preferably in the outfield. Sometimes we talk about it. Yeah, it's nice to be good. You got to be lucky as well. Well, last year, they were good, but also lucky with the way that Vientos kind of stumbled upon them. Maybe they get a little lucky with Beatty doing that this year.
Mm-hmm.
But if Alonso cools down, as he is right now, and it's not a knock on Pete Alonso. I mean, he was on fire to a level that he's never been before, so you have to expect a cool down. Lindor's going to go through some up and down throughout the course of the year. They're going to need Soto to pick him up. And where else outside of those guys, if Vientos isn't what he was, Alvarez, you're not getting that type of production there. Nimmo has not been very good. I mean, all of a sudden, the Mets lineup, when they're going well, can look like the best lineup in baseball. But when guys are cold, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of night tonight, not really knowing what to expect here. I think the biggest issue to me, again, expecting Soto to have at least, I would say, two really good months. It's not every month's going to be great. He's going to have a down year a little bit, but he's going to wake up. Lindor's been good. Pete's going to crank 40 bombs, I believe. But to me, it's Nimmo. Like, to me, Nimmo changes who the Mets are, how they look night tonight. And, you know, it just... I just don't see it.
We said it all, spring training or off season long. It's going to come down to the guys behind Soto in that lineup. Alonso was up to the task early in the season. I have no worries about him. I think he'll be fine. It's about Vientos and Nimmo. Are they going to be producing? That lengthens out that lineup behind the top two with Lindor and Soto. And obviously they need Soto to get going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.